Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday, because by golly, we're getting you all the way to go home time. All right, listen, someone who's been a friend of this show for his entire tenure as the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party is John Wall, who happens to be on the line right now. So let me dispense with any further niceties and just bring him on. John Wall, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Well, it's great to have you back. We appreciate you making time. Listen, man, we're in what may be one of the craziest political seasons the state of Alabama has had for a while, but it's not just that. I mean, you're also the vice president of the Southeast region, I always say it wrong, for the RNC, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
No, that's right. That's right. RNC vice chair, representing the 14 states of the southern region.
But that being said, you get a unique view of everything. I got to ask you before we go too much further, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, you're a party chair. What do you see? What are your initial thoughts on all this?
Well, I mean, my first thoughts are this is really unfortunate. It's a tragedy. I really believe that both Donald Trump and Elon Musk love America. And, you know, this is exactly what we don't want to see when we're fighting to save our country. And that's really what this battle is about, right? It's about restoring America and fighting for the future for our children, for freedom, for liberty, from the socialist. And so I'm really upset about it and kind of heartbroken, because I think both of these guys are Republicans. They both care about America. They want what's best for the people. And I really wish that somebody, and you know, before this got to this point, someone would have pulled them into a room together and was like, don't do it. You know, just stop. Everybody calm down, breathe. Let's try to figure out a way that we can work together and keep our focus on doing what we need to do to make America better.
Well, I agree with that. And I said as much in my first hour. And I'll be honest with you, I feel like, I don't know if they'll ever get the old band back together, so to speak, but I feel like this is going to wind up subsiding to some degree. But what I hate too, aside from the fact that I hate seeing two guys who both of whom I believe in and both of whom I greatly appreciate for the things they've done and how much they've sacrificed to get it done. But I hate the idea that the Democrats, who are right now feckless, leaderless, pointless, they finally got something to laugh about and we're giving it to them.
I know. Literally, we have them on the back foot. We're pressing forward. We need to have all hands on deck for the 2026 election. And the only thing that could really have stopped us is ourselves, and we're letting division creep in. And so that would be my message to Washington, is stop.
Yeah.
Calm down. Take a breather. Don't allow the mainstream media to keep stirring this up. Like call the person directly. And you know, I'm a man of faith. I'm about to go biblical on you.
Do it. Go for it.
I'm a man of faith, and you know the Bible talks about this. It says if you have something against your brother, you go to them, and then if they don't listen to you, then you go to two or three friends, mutual friends, and if they don't listen, you go to your church, you go to the congregation.
Yeah.
And if they don't listen, then you go public. So I feel like we skipped like three or four of those three or four of those levels to have gotten where we're tweeting or truth socially at each other. And I think we need people to take a breather, to calm down and to come back together and to get in a room together. It's easy to be a social media warrior. It's a lot different when you're looking at the person in the face, especially when you've had a close relationship in the past.
Yeah.
So my hope, praying, is that these two will get together in person. And I think if that can happen, we'll hopefully see things change.
I agree. And I think they're both surrounded by some smart and even godly people. And I said earlier in my show, I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out Franklin Graham hadn't already picked up the phone and said, fellas, I'm coming up there and we're going to sit down.
What a great mediator. That would be, you hit the head nail on the head. That's the guy.
Well, let's talk politics for a minute, because that's your gig, man. You are in the thick in Alabama. I mean, golly, bomb, man. We talked about it last time you were on the show. Every single statewide office is open. One U.S. Senate seat is open. And we're talking about no incumbents. This is like a wide open race. It's an all call. I'm not aware, John, is there anybody else besides Senator Tuberville who is qualified to run for the governor's office yet?
Look, great question. And this is one of those situations where I don't know that I have ever seen in my, not just in Alabama, but in my political career, Alabama or nationwide, where you have a non-incumbent clear the field like Tommy Tuberville has.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. His fundraising numbers, his polling numbers, his popularity, it's off the charts. That being said, there is one other candidate who has announced that he plans to run. That's Ken McPheeters from Pelham. But as of right now, I do not expect this to be a competitive race. Tommy Tuberville has what it takes to get across the finish line, and I think everyone knows it.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I think the U.S. Senate race is going to be interesting. I mean, we're watching, of course, Steve Marshall. We're watching Jared Hudson. I'm trying to think who else. I just lost my train of thought, but we've got several of what I would call real candidates in the race there. Caroline Dobson has been talked about. I've not heard of anything about her qualifying. She hasn't qualified, has she?
No, she's not. But I do expect this field to grow. We're only a little over a week since Tuberville announced. I think we will see other candidates in this race. You know, whether that's, Caroline Dobson, I think is a strong possibility. She's an intriguing candidate. There's some rumors about Barry Moore.
Yeah, that's right.
Congressman from the 2nd Congressional District. I could see him getting in the race. There's been some rumors about Bruce Pearl, Auburn's basketball coach. So, and that's not even considering a potential, dark horse, maybe a businessman or somebody we're not even thinking about in the political circles. So I think the Senate race could get very, very interesting by the end of it.
On that Bruce Pearl thing, and listen, if you're in a position of confidentiality, you just tell me. But the reality is on Bruce Pearl, multiple stories out there that he gave $1,000 to Shamari Figures to run as a Democrat against Caroline Dobson, which just feels a little bit like makes me want to sit back in my chair and go, what just happened? What do you know about that? And my understanding of the bylaws is unless there's a waiver given, that would disqualify him.
I was going to say, I want to start by making it clear that, right now with my position as state party chairman at this current time, it's the party's job to be the referee. We don't get involved in the primaries. We don't want to, we don't pick between candidates. We want to make sure that it's a fair, even playing field and let the voters of Alabama decide. But there are some rules, the bylaws, that is basically the equivalent, on the federal level, governmental level of the Constitution. The bylaws of the party are basically the Constitution. They're hard to amend. They're hard to change. You can't just suspend them. They are the law of the party. And some of those rules have been put in place to make sure that, candidates who have supported Democrats are not allowed to run as Republicans. And this, I have not personally looked up Bruce Pearl's donations, but if he has indeed voted openly supported, endorsed, or donated to a Democrat candidate, there is a 6-year prohibition on that anyone being able to run as a Republican after they did that.
Yeah.
And so, I could see this being problematic.
Well, I guess we'll see. And I know that process. I've seen that process work before. I've actually been involved in seeing people switch parties. And then there's a review process. And there's even an opportunity for someone to actually intervene and say, I object. And so we'll watch it play out. Hey, let me ask you this real quick, man. What are you seeing? I mean, I can see, like in Alabama, we can see, I think, the most competitive races are going to wind up being U.S. Senate and maybe even Lieutenant Governor. But what are you seeing in your other states? What are you seeing in your other states that are underneath your purview as the vice chair? Is anybody else having the free-for-all that Alabama's about to be into?
I think we're probably going to be the biggest, the most active state maybe in the country. There is some intriguing stuff going on, though, around the region. Up in Tennessee, similar situation to us with their governor's race, where they have a term limited governor, Marsha Blackburn,
right,
is coming back, not running for re-election, or she has an open shot at this because she just won her re-election for Senate 2 years ago. Going to run for governor probably going to be the front running candidate there. So that's going to be a fun race to watch. And then over in Georgia, I mean, all eyes are going to be on that Senate seat. It's probably the Republicans' best opportunity to pick up a Senate seat in this cycle. So, you know, watching that very closely, especially with Governor Brian Kemp having announced he's not running.
Yeah.
That really opens that field up on the Republican side to see, you know, who's going to get the Republican nomination. But even more importantly, you know, can we get that Republican or Republican nominee across the finish line in November and pick up a Senate seat for the Republicans?
I think it will be amazing. And I say this just in a somewhat speculative but also hopeful fashion, is that if we can see Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Arkansas, if we can see this not just be red, but to be truly conservatively red, I'd love to see the southeastern block of states.
100%. Look, I am so ready for Alabama to take the lead. I call it our birthright.
Yeah.
Look, you're not going to find a state where the people want this more than Alabama. Like they want to be the leaders, you know, fighting for conservative principles, defending people's rights and freedoms, and really getting in there. You know, I'm tired of looking to Florida and Ron DeSantis and following their lead. I'm like, let's have Alabama lead. Let's get Florida following us when it comes to conservative policy.
Absolutely.
I think the people are ready for it. I think we deserve that position. And I say, look, let 2026 be the year where Alabama emerges as the leader on the national level when it comes to conservative common sense policy.
I agree, man. And then just be the leader among a southeastern bloc that, like, if you want to get the vote, you got to have the southeastern states in your side.
Well, 100%.
John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, really appreciate you making time. You and I were talking earlier this morning, and you just up and said, sure, I'll call in. So this was a last-minute addition, and we really appreciate your availability.
Well, look, it's always good to be on the show. Glad to be part of the team. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side.
Love it. All right, man. Have a great weekend. Thank you much.
You too, sir. Good to be on the show.
All right. What a great one. Can you just got to go ahead and take that audio clip and play that?
I actually will. I'll go back and grab that.
All right. We're taking a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.